In Iraq, this past Friday evening, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began at the end of a week in which at least one U.S. soldier was killed every day and more than 16 Iraqis were killed. Fighting intensified in Fallujah, while a tenuous peace deal in Baghdad's Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City started with a weapons buyback program. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris looks back on 1 week in Iraq.
28-year-old Aziz Abid, who fought Americans with Muqtada al-Sadr's rebel Mehdi militia, stood in a police station and listened carefully last Monday morning. An Iraqi officer explained how the weapons buyback would work. The hope was that the lure of cash would get rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, and explosives used to kill American soldiers off the streets. Abid looked into a small room with collected weapons piled everywhere. He said he'd come back with some the next day. Authorities later extended the five-day program. It now ends today. At the beginning, there was some confusion. At least one collection point had no cash. Questions about this annoyed the Iraqi organizer, Akil al-Safar.
There is enough money and we are prepared to pay for all of the weapons. When I go there and I receive the weapons officially, I will give the money required.
The week of calm in Sadr City did not extend to Iraq's most trenchant insurgent stronghold, Fallujah. On Thursday, U.S. soldiers, Marines, and Iraqi forces attacked from the air and on the ground. They say they destroyed arms stores and meeting places of followers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is blamed for masterminding car bombs and beheadings. Residents reported the worst fighting in months. Peace talks stalled after Iraq's interim prime minister said residents of Fallujah should turn over Zarqawi. Talks may start again, but National Security Advisor Qasim Daoud says if Fallujans can't or won't rid the town of terrorists, troops will.
The people of Fallujah, all in all, are generally under the influence of the insurgents and terrorists. So we are trying really to convince Fallujah people to kick them away. If they said that, sorry, we cannot do it because we may shut down, we'll tell them, fine, stay in your house, we'll do our job. And that's what we are planning to.
West of Fallujah, fighting flared in Ramadi and closer to the Syrian border. Further north in Mosul, three U.S. soldiers died in two car bomb attacks this week. Attacks Saturday damaged five churches in Baghdad. For the first time, hand-carried bombs exploded inside the heavily fortified Green Zone, home to the U.S. Embassy and the Iraqi government. Three Americans were killed in that attack. 10 Iraqis died the next day after a car bomb in Baghdad. That happened in the south of the city, where Colonel Steve Lanza commands the 1st Cavalry's 5th Brigade. He has ramped up security for Ramadan and is expecting spikes of violence ahead of the U.S. presidential election and the Christmas holidays.
I think there are a group of people here, though perhaps small and maybe a minority, that figure they can do the same thing here that perhaps was done in Spain or some other places by trying to influence the election, though I don't think that will happen. The American holidays is just, if you have a large-scale attack on U.S. forces during that season, it obviously hurts the families back home much more than usual.
When his brigade got here last winter, Lanza's goal was to create a stable neighborhood before he went home. Now his aim is just to get it secure and leave stability to his successor. The mix of fighting, construction projects, and meetings with locals he uses to try to get that done is pretty similar here, 1 week to the next. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.